Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 21, The Mayavadi Philosophers Are Converted, Part 1. Lord Chaitanya explains Vedanta Sutra directly. In this way, Lord Chaitanya condemned attempts at indirect interpretation of the Vedanta Sutra, and all the Mayavadi sannyasis who were present were struck with wonder by the explanation of Lord Chaitanya. And after hearing the direct interpretation, one of the sannyasis immediately declared, "O Sripad Chaitanya, whatever you have explained in your condemnation of the indirect interpretation of Omkar is most useful. For only a fortunate person can accept your interpretation as the right one. Actually, every one of us knows now that the interpretations given by Shankara Acharya are all artificial and imaginary. But because we belong to Shankara Acharya's sect, we take it for granted that his interpretation is the right one. We shall be very glad to hear you further explain the Vedanta Sutra by your direct interpretation." Being so requested, Lord Chaitanya explained each and every verse of the Vedanta Sutra according to the direct interpretation. Lord Chaitanya also explained the word Brahman, indicating that Brahman means the greatest, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahman indicates that the greatest is full with six opulences. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is thus the reservoir of all wealth, all fame, all strength, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. And when Lord Krishna was present personally on this earth, Krishna exhibited the six opulences in full. For no one was richer than Lord Krishna. No one was more learned than Krishna. No one more beautiful. No one stronger. No one more famous. And no one more renounced. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Krishna is the Supreme Brahman. And this is confirmed by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shatvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajang Vibhum. O Krishna, you are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode. Therefore, Brahman indicates the greatest, and the greatest is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is also the shelter of the Absolute Truth, because Krishna is Param Brahma. There is nothing material in Krishna's opulences, and there is nothing material in Krishna's exhibitions of wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. All the Vedic verses and hymns indicate that everything about Krishna is spiritual and transcendental. Wherever the word Brahman appears in the Vedas, it should be understood that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is indicated. Thus, an intelligent person at once replaces the word Brahman with the name Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is transcendental to the material modes of nature, but Krishna is fully qualified with all transcendental attributes. But to accept the Supreme as impersonal is to deny the manifestation of Krishna's spiritual energies. When someone simply accepts the impersonal exhibition of spiritual energy to the exclusion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he or she does not accept the Absolute Truth in full. For to accept the Supreme in full is to accept spiritual variegatedness, which is transcendental to the material modes of nature. By failing to indicate the Supreme Personality of Godhead, impersonalists are left with an incomplete conception. The approved method for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the path of devotional service, and this is confirmed in every Vedic scripture. Devotional service of the Lord begins by hearing about Krishna. There are 9 different methods in devotional service, of which hearing is the chief. Hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, all of these are used in the process of attaining the highest perfection by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This process by which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is understood is known as Abhibheha, practice of devotional service within conditional life. It is experienced in practice that when one takes to Krishna consciousness, he or she does not like to deviate into another form of consciousness. Krishna consciousness is development of love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is the 5th dimensional interest of the human being. When one actually takes to this process of transcendental service, he or she relishes one's relationship with Krishna directly, and when there is reciprocation of transcendental dealings with Krishna, Krishna gradually becomes a personal associate of the devotee. Then the devotee eternally enjoys blissful life. And so for this reason, it is the purpose of the Vedanta Sutra to reestablish the living entity's lost relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna, and to enable one to execute devotional service and ultimately achieve the highest goal of life, love of Godhead. This is the real purpose of Vedanta Sutra. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 21, The Mayavadi Philosophers Are Converted. Part 1. Lord Chaitanya explains Vedanta Sutra directly. Recorded August 28, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sangsara Dhavanala Lida Loka Pranaya Karunya Ghanaganatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarnavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita
Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare